You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The president of the USA is announcing that we are moving up the timeline for everyone to become eligible. He says every adult in the country will be able to get the shot by the 19th of this month.
Wow. At least get on a list to get it.
Get on the list, but be eligible. In other words, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to wait.
Yep.
Until you get on the list. Then you got to wait.
That's good.
But anyway, that's good. Remember, originally we were thinking June, July.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's in April, so right on. And then there's this story that I want to share with you about Disney. This, in this case, it's Disney World. Probably could just as easily apply to Disneyland. You always think about taking children to Disneyland or Disney World. Like, you have talked about, you know, when your kids will be there. If you're going to take them, I would say 6 and 10, buddy, is pretty
good.
We're
getting there. Yeah, it's probably... So we want to make sure, you know, they're all Lila's tall enough to ride the rides and that they'll remember some of it.
Which rides will she want to ride?
Well,
you don't want her to miss out on the teacups.
And it's a small world.
Right. You don't want to miss out on that stuff. So don't wait till she's 15 and she's tall enough. She'll miss out on the kid stuff.
Yeah.
But let's point out that there are rides there for adults as well. Somebody polled thousands of adults from all 50 states, and they wanted to find out what's the best ride at Disney World for adults. And it was essentially a two-way tie. Barely coming out ahead was Space Mountain, yes.
Yep.
And All Day Long, yes.
Yeah.
I have a memory of doing a remote broadcast from Disneyland. And the next day when we weren't on the air, they still let us go in like 5 minutes before the gates open. So I got in 5 minutes early, and there a couple of us from the radio station, we sprinted to Space Mountain.
As you should.
So we were like the first in line, rode it, got off, when there were only like 10 people in line.
Got right back
on. Turned right around, got on it again.
Good.
And by the time we got off the second time, the line was, you know, 45 minutes long or whatever. Space Mountain and the Haunted Mansion came in a close second.
That's a good one.
Here's why I want to bring this up. They surveyed adults and they said, tell us your favorite ride at Disney. And in the top 10, in fact, at number 6 was the It's a Small World
ride.
There
it is. That's the worst ride on the planet.
Ever.
Ugh.
I was writing a piece about this for the Mindbender Club mailer, and I was like, BYOEP.
You crush your fingers that that one's closed down when you get there.
Yeah.
It's, you know, maintenance.
BYOEP, by the way, is bring your own earplugs.
Mm.
You'll just hear that song
over and over
until you want to die. Also in the top 10 for adults, Dumbo the Flying Elephant.
Yay! Around and around.
All right, people. What else is trending?
Well, by far the biggest celebrity trending news of the day. Big old congratulations to Kim Kardashian, who is now a billionaire. Kim makes the Forbes list for the first time this year, thanks to her little spandex line of pants or whatever she has.
She's got a couple of different
products. She's got that beauty line. She's got other endorsements, her TV show, investments, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Plus, isn't she one of those people that if she puts something in a...
like an Instagram
tweet
post?
Or an Instagram or a TikTok, then she gets like
so much money.
$500,000 or something.
Anyway, all that. Beep, boop, bop, boop, beep, boop, math. $1 billion now.
What a country.
Good for her. Good for her. Whatever. She's working it. She's got lines and products and whatever. So she earned it. So there you go. And it's amazing, you guys. It's amazing. Today is National Beer Day. If you need another reason to drink today. Mm-hmm. Then it goes into all these stats about how much people are drinking. About 4% of people drink between 16 and 20 beers a week, and 5% of us drink 21 or more beers a week.
Yes, we call those people alcoholics.
Week. It is the most popular drink at bars, and they say that people that drink beer are more approachable than people who drink any other type of booze. And I can
see
that. I
saw that line and it made me wonder, am I then an outcast if I get, say, my old fashioned or a Jack and Diet or something?
Yes, absolutely.
I am shunned, huh?
You are totally shunned than sitting there with a cold, Michelob Ultra.
Let me tell you something. It's not fair that I would get shunned at a bar for getting, let's say, a Jack and Diet or a Old Fashioned or something, while you can supposedly be more approachable when you're standing there with your fruity Princess Yum Yum beer.
It's true. Yeah. Especially if it's, not even in the can, in the glass, because
right.
It's kind of like pinkish, purplish. That's a conversation starter right there. Hey, buddy, what are you drinking?
You know what my conversation with you would be? Why don't we step outside and beat the crap out of you?
All my other craft friends would jump you, buddy. They got my back. Get him!
I have a feeling I could take on four Princess Yum Yum drinkers at the same time.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's so tasty, though, Dom. It's so tasty.
I can't really make that much fun of you. Like the Line and Kugel stuff, I really like in the summer.
Yeah, that's like
the summer
lemony.
Shandy. I mean, that's a fruity beer.
It is
so.
A fruity beer. Let's talk about a really expensive comic book. There's a comic book. It's Action Comics number one. It's the origins of Superman and how he came to Earth from another planet and how he went by Clark Kent. Mm-hmm. Published in 1938. Anyway, a really nice one went up for auction and just sold for $3.25 million in a private sale for a comic book, Dom.
Isn't it true that Superman originally was supposed to be a bad guy?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I think that's true. Let me research that. Because I thought when they first came up with the Superman, as he was called, mm-hmm. I thought he was going to be a bad guy. I could be wrong. Let me double check.
I don't know. This particular issue was purchased in 2018 for $2 million, so nice little return on that. They say there are hundreds of thousands of copies initially published of this first Action Comics number one. It's estimated only about 100 exist today in varying conditions, and this is one of the best, so that's why it went for 3.25. Nutty. Did you find
it? That's crazy. I did, and I was right. The team of Jerry Siegel and Joe Schlusters.
I love Batman, Joe Schlusters.
was originally a bald villain.
Ooh.
The episode was entitled The Reign of the Superman, a bald-headed villain bent on world domination with the power to control people's minds.
Whoa.
That's how Superman started. Before they're like, you know what?
I like this one.
We might sell more copies if we make him a good guy.
Let's put a red cape on him. I like it. Brilliant. Here's something from
And put a nice thick head of hair on him while you're at it.
Let's shoot some lasers out of his eyes. This is kind of weird, something to think about. Zoom zombies. Are you a Zoom zombie? It's a term for people who get in their cars right after a video conference from work, which really takes a lot out of you mentally. So you're really not concentrating on the road a whole lot. This story says 54% of people actually say they have trouble focusing right after a Zoom call. So, yeah, let's get behind some heavy machinery and go for a spin. But now there's a term, Zoom zombies. So I'm wondering if a lot of people are getting wrecks and stuff.
Speaking of which, when's our next all-staff Zoom conference?
Oh, shh. If you don't talk about it, it doesn't remind
week?
Them. Don't talk about it. I don't know. Is it Friday?
I don't know.
Real quick, here's your Fat America. Doritos is bringing back its roulette chips.
This is funny, though.
Where a few chips in the bag are extra hot and the rest are normal.
That's so funny.
It's a great gimmick. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out a video and a link I posted to an elementary school in South Carolina that broke a world record for setting up thousands of cereal boxes and then knocking them over like dominoes.
Classic.
They were hoping 6,100 boxes would fall. It stopped at about 3,730. But it's still 300 more than the previous record. But it's really impressive to see the setup and just kind of watch it go. It's mesmerizing. It's
did
a lot
it
of fun.
Break their hearts when number 3731
I would think
or whatever?
So,
did
yeah. Go out there and start kicking them down. Anyway, it's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.